The Friend Magazine for February 2015. Friends by Mail. Reading Together.
We love reading The Friend together.
Darren, age 2. Kira, age 5.
Angela A., age 8.
Utah, USA.
Time with Family. I like Matt and Mandy because they spend time with their family. I like spending time with my family, too. Jacob H., age 6, Nevada, USA.
Jesus Loves Us. I love The Friend because it has many stories. I like the stories. I read The Friend when I am bored. When the missionaries share the magazine, I learn a lot. When I read The Friend, I learn that Jesus loves us. Annie C., age 7, New York, USA.
How my family uses The Friend. I was excited when I saw the Family Fun Puppet Show activity in the August 2014 Friend. I decided to make the theater and make my own figures to tell the story of the first vision during Family Home Evening. This helped complete an activity for the Faith in God program. Miranda M., age 8, Puerto Rico.
Dear friends, it's scripture time. Do you have a special time you study the scriptures? This year, we're introducing Scripture Time to help you and your family study together. This month, you'll find an activity to learn more about when Jesus was baptized, and a scripture tip with an easy way to memorize a scripture verse. Check it out on page 40. Love, The Friend. P.S. What does your family do for Scripture Time? Write and tell us. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of the section, Friends by Mail.
Follow the Prophet, Showing Love Through Service by Heidi S. Swinton. As a child, President Thomas S. Monson learned to help others any way he could. He grew up in an area of Salt Lake City, Utah, that was hit hard by the Great Depression. He watched his mother fix meals for people who had no food, and his father give jobs to people who had no work. His parents' examples taught him to look for opportunities to bless others. When he became an apostle, President Monson was assigned to watch over the church in Eastern Europe. The members there had very little money, and it was hard for them to buy new clothing. While visiting East Germany, President Monson noticed a man at church whose suit was very worn. The man's name was Brother Adler. After the meeting, President Monson changed into a pair of pants and a shirt he had packed in a suitcase. He then handed his almost new suit to Brother Adler and said, "I think this will fit you." Brother Adler was surprised. Before he could say anything, President Monson offered his shoes as well. The shoes were too big for Brother Adler, but a man standing nearby said the shoes would fit his son. President Monson handed his shoes to the man and wore an old pair from his bag. For the next 20 years, President Monson took extra clothes every time he visited East Germany. His generosity blessed many people. Before one church meeting began, he looked at a young man sitting in the congregation and said, "That's a fine suit you have on." The young man replied, "It should be. It's yours." President Monson's example teaches us to show love for others as we serve them. Tell us how you've served. See page 15 to send us your helping hand. Service all around. President Monson teaches that we can help others no matter where we are. Here are some good ideas. Invite your friend to church. Help clean up around the house. Be a friend. Help push someone's wheelchair. Wash the dog. Make lunch for someone. Sing songs for elderly people. How can you serve? 1. We are all blessed with talents that help us serve others. List yours in your journal or on a piece of paper. Ask your family what they think your talents are. 2. At the end of your list, write one way you can use those talents to help others this week. 3. How could you use your talents to help others in the following situations? 1. The baby is crying and mom is trying to fix dinner. 2. Some kids are making fun of a lonely girl. 3. A boy isn't picked to be on any soccer team. 4. an elderly man sits alone at home watching the rain. Service idea. Do you have clothes you don't wear anymore? With a parent's permission, go through your closet and gather clothes to give to others. Make sure the clothes are clean and look nice. You can donate the clothes through Deseret Industries or other local charities. Now you're serving like President Monson. End of the article, Follow the Prophet, Showing Love Through Service by Heidi S. Swinton. Read by David Shaw.
The Soup Can Phones by John Starley Allen, based on a true story. Pray, He is there. Speak, He is listening. Children's Songbook, page 12. One summer morning, Elizabeth saw a big moving van pull up in front of the house next door. New neighbors! Wouldn't it be fun if the new family had a girl close to her own age? Later that day, while Elizabeth was playing croquet by herself in the front yard, she saw a car drive up next door. A man and woman got out of the car. And then a girl with bright red hair got out. She looked just the right age. Elizabeth ran over to meet her. The new girl's name was Becky. Elizabeth smiled at her. Becky smiled back. "I'm playing croquet," Elizabeth said. "Do you want to play?" "I've never played before," Becky said shyly. Elizabeth smiled and held out a croquet ball. "Want to learn?" Becky nodded and ran over to play. From then on, Elizabeth and Becky were always together. During the day, they played and ate snacks in their clubhouse. At night, they sat by their bedroom windows and yelled to each other so they could keep talking. One night, as the girls were yelling back and forth, Elizabeth's older brother stopped by her room. "You know what you two need," he said. "Soup can phones." "What are those?" Elizabeth asked. "All you do is connect two cans with some string. You run the string between your windows, and then you won't have to yell." He promised to help set it all up tomorrow. The next night, Elizabeth and Becky had their first soup can phone conversation. The rest of the summer was filled with playing tennis, picnicking in the park, roller skating, and playing more croquet. And, of course, every night they talked using their soup cans. All too soon, summer turned to fall. With homework and dancing lessons for Elizabeth and swimming lessons for Becky, they didn't see each other as much as they had during the summer. But almost every night, they sat by their windows and talked using their soup can phones. They talked about lots of things. If Elizabeth had a hard day at school, she told Becky about it. And if Becky had good news to share, she always told Elizabeth. One day, Becky left for her grandma's funeral. She didn't know how long she'd be gone. "I'll miss you," Elizabeth said. Becky nodded and hugged her goodbye. That night, after saying her prayers and getting in bed, Elizabeth couldn't sleep. She missed talking with her friend. A thought came to her. Why not pray? But she prayed every night before going to bed. And besides, she had already said her prayer tonight. But the thought came again. Pray. Pray as if you're really talking with Heavenly Father. And so she got on her knees again and prayed. Only this time she didn't just repeat what she usually said. This time she really talked about how she felt about things. Small things and big things. Prayer isn't just a bunch of words you say, Elizabeth thought as she climbed back into bed. Prayer could be like a real conversation, like her soup can conversations with Becky. In her prayers, Elizabeth started talking about things that had happened to her earlier in the day. She talked about her problems and her feelings. She felt like she'd found another friend. Elizabeth was glad when Becky finally came home. That night, they had their usual soup can phone conversation. And later, just before she went to bed, Elizabeth had another special conversation with her Heavenly Father. End of the story. The Soup Can Phones by John Starley Allen. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family Fun Time. Read the soup can phones, page 4. Elizabeth learns she can talk to Heavenly Father like a friend. Talk about what you can do to feel closer to Heavenly Father when you pray. Be sure to get an adult's help with this craft and recipe. What can you pray about? Is something worrying you? Did anything make you really happy today? Did you do something you're disappointed about? Did you see something you're thankful for? Heavenly Father wants to hear about it. What other things can you pray about? Soup can phones. You can make your own soup can phones. How long can you make the string and still hear each other talk? Try different lengths of string. 1. Wash and dry 2 empty aluminum cans. Put masking tape around the rim to cover any sharp edges. 2. Have an adult help you poke a small hole with a hammer and nail through the bottom of the cans. 3. Cut a long piece of thick string, not yarn, thread the end through the hole, and tie a big knot inside the can. Repeat with the second can. 4. Have someone hold one can while you walk away until the string is tight. 5. Now talk into your can while the other person listens in the other can. Pita Pizza by Jean Powis. 2 large round pitas, creamy peanut butter or cream cheese, 1 small apple, washed and quartered, 1 small banana, peeled, 6 medium strawberries, washed and trimmed. 1. Spread the peanut butter or cream cheese on the pita bread. 2. Slice the apple, banana, and strawberries. 3. Put the pieces of fruit on the pita bread. Slice the pita bread like a pizza and enjoy. End of the section, Family Fun Time, read by Susie Venable.
Bright Idea. In this month's Bright Idea poster, a group of happy children are playing in the rain, with the following caption. Heavenly Father is constantly raining blessings upon us. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. From Living the Gospel Joyful, Ensign, November 2014, page 121. End of Bright Idea poster, read by Maya Reinwand.
Stop Watching Now by Rebecca Blevins, based on a true story. The movie was fine, so why did Noah have this feeling? Listen to The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 107. Noah finished the last math problem, put his pencil down, and gazed out his bedroom window. The wind was blowing so hard it rattled the glass and sent autumn leaves spinning. He shivered. Noah missed summer and wished it would come sooner. He sighed and went to find Mom.
Mom, I'm done with my homework, but it's too cold to play outside. Can I go downstairs and watch a movie?
Sure,
Mom said.
Take Daniel and Elizabeth, too.
Okay.
Noah found his younger brother and sister playing with some toys.
Want to watch a movie with me?
Yeah.
Daniel and Elizabeth jumped up and followed him downstairs. Noah found one of their favorite DVDs and put it in the player.
I'm cold,
Elizabeth said. Noah went to the electric space heater and turned it on. Mom and Dad said she was old enough to use the heater, but he should be careful not to let anything touch it. Elizabeth's teeth chattered.
I'm still cold.
It takes a while to warm up. Let's get some blankets.
They searched through a pile of blankets. Noah picked a fuzzy green one. Daniel chose a small blue one, and Elizabeth found a warm brown one. They grabbed some pillows and settled down on the couch. A few minutes into the movie, Noah suddenly felt that he should stop watching. Was that the Holy Ghost warning him? He knew the movie was a good one, so why would the Holy Ghost tell him to turn it off? The feeling came again, and Noah glanced away from the TV. Just then he smelled something strange. He looked around the room. His heart started pounding when he saw a pillow against the space heater. It must have fallen when they were grabbing blankets. Noah ran to the heater and yanked the pillow away. It was covered with brown burn marks where it had touched the hot metal. He turned off the heater and ran upstairs with the pillow.
Mom, the pillow is on the heater,
he said, holding it out for Mom to see. Mom was working on papers at the table, but when she saw the pillow, she dropped them and rushed over.
What happened?
Noah sat down at the table and took a deep breath.
I had a feeling I should stop watching the movie, so I looked away. That's when I smelled something funny and saw the pillow on the heater.
Noah thought for a moment.
Do you think that feeling was the Holy Ghost warning me?
Mom smiled and sat on a chair next to Noah.
Have you ever felt something like that before?
She asked.
Not until today. I think it was the Holy Ghost.
Mom hugged Noah.
I think you're right.
Noah felt peaceful inside. He looked down at the burned pillow and was grateful he had paid attention to the Holy Ghost.
Sidebar. When I was 5, I found a fashion magazine. I was about to open it, but I felt like I shouldn't, so I never opened it. When I showed it to my mom, she said it was not good for me, so I threw it away. I'm glad I listened to the Holy Ghost. Graciela S., age 10, Oregon, USA.
End of the story, Stop Watching Now, by Rebecca Blevins.
Helping a New Friend, a True Story Written by You, by Quinley W., age 9, Missouri, USA. A new girl joined our school class in the middle of the year. She looked and spoke differently than the other students. She had moved around a lot and had a hard time making friends. She had sad things happening in her family and came to school crying on some days. I knew I wanted to try to help this girl, but I wasn't exactly sure what I should do, because she did not always like to talk with other children. I prayed about what I should do and could feel the Holy Ghost whisper that I should just try to be her friend. I helped her with her schoolwork and told her that our Heavenly Father gave her special talents for her to use and share with others. I invited her to play with me and other students at recess. A few months later, she said I was the first friend she ever had. She had to move again, and I felt really sad. I asked the school secretary to send a letter to her at her new address. In the letter, I told my friend I would miss her and that she would always be my friend. I drew pictures of us playing together and reminded her of some of her talents. I told her she should be brave and try to make a new friend because she could help someone else. I prayed that she would find a friend in her new school and that the other children would be nice to her. I know that Heavenly Father loves all of His children, and I am thankful that He helps us to help each of them. End of the story, Helping a New Friend, read by Eden Reinwand.
Friend to Friend, It's Your Turn, by Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, Presiding Bishop. This life is the time to prepare to meet God. Alma chapter 34, verse 32. Last year, people all over the world watched athletes from 89 countries compete in the 2014 Olympic Winter Games in Sochi, Russia. 10 of these athletes were members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 3 of them even earned medals. Work hard. Let me tell you about Noelle Picus Pace, one of those Latter-day Saint athletes. Her event was the skeleton. Imagine traveling headfirst with your face inches above the ground down a winding icy track at 90 miles an hour, all on a small sled. In the Olympics, Noelle had only 4 minutes, 4 60-second runs to win her medal. For Noelle, this was not the first time she'd tried for the Olympics. In 2006, she broke her leg and couldn't compete in the Olympics. In 2010, she missed winning a medal by 0.1 seconds. But she didn't give up. She trained for hours, days, weeks, and months. In the 2014 Olympics, her runs were flawless. She won the silver medal. Keep trying. Christopher Fogd was a member of the team that won the bronze medal in the four-man bobsled race. He could have given up after a terrible crash in the 2010 Olympics. But like Noelle, he kept trying and he too won a medal. Help others. The Latter-day Saint snowboarder from Australia, Tora Bright, surprised the world when she noticed that the American snowboarder, Kelly Clark, was nervous after a bad first run. Instead of focusing on her own performance, Tora hugged Kelly until Kelly could calm down. Because of this simple act of kindness from Tora, each girl got to stand on the winner's podium. Tora won a silver medal, and Kelly won a bronze. If you have a friend or family member who needs encouragement, help them too. Your turn. Your eternal life is much like these athletes' experience. As a son or daughter of God, you lived with Him. You prepared to come to this earth for just a short time. Your life on earth is like the 4 minutes were for Noel. Your actions here will decide if you win the prize of eternal life. Checkpoints for you. Noel, Christopher, and Tora had to take certain steps to be Olympic athletes. You have certain checkpoints to help you return to Heavenly Father. These are things like baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, priesthood ordinations, temple ordinances, and taking the sacrament each week. To help you reach your checkpoints, you need to have daily prayer and scripture study and attend church. Obey the commandments, keep the covenants you've made, and follow the Lord's standards. If you need to repent, remember the miracle of the atonement. Heavenly Father will not leave you on your own. Remember, you have prepared for your time on earth. This is your moment to perform. Your time is now. Adapted from Your 4 Minutes, Ensign, May, 2014, pages 84 through 86. End of the section, Friend to Friend, It's Your Turn, by Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, Presiding Bishop. Read by Duane Case.
Friends Who Care. Finding Ways to Help.
Hi, I'm Zach. Some people can't walk and don't have enough money to buy a wheelchair. Sometimes they can't go to school or have a job. Other people ignore them or look down on them. When I found out about that, I wanted to help. A cool idea. When I was 6, my school decided to raise money to buy 13 wheelchairs. I thought it was a really cool idea. I came home and talked my mom into having a lemonade stand to earn money to help. Cookies and lemonade. My family and I made lots of cookies to sell with the lemonade. We earned enough to buy one whole wheelchair. Zach's Shack. I decided to keep my lemonade stand going. I call it Zach's Shack. The third year I did it, our family and friends helped us make 460 dozen cookies. People heard about it on Facebook, and about 500 people came. Afterward, I felt the Spirit tell me we had done well.
Why He Helps.
I heard about a woman who was born with no legs. She crawled 5 miles with her baby on her back to get her new wheelchair. I feel good inside each time I sell a cookie or a lemonade because I know it's helping someone.
How you can help. The church gives wheelchairs, crutches, and walkers to thousands of people around the world. You can help by donating money to humanitarian aid in your tithing envelope. If you meet someone who walks slowly or uses a wheelchair, remember to walk beside them. You can ask them if they need any help, but most of all, just have fun together. Give us a hand. How do you follow Jesus by helping others? Trace your hand and send us your story and photo along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 48. A new wheelchair can change somebody's life. Watch Ricky's Wheelchair at friend.lds.org. End of the story, Finding Ways to Help. From an interview by Sally Johnson Odekirk.
Question Corner. I'm going to a new school this year, and I'm worried because I don't know anybody yet. How can I make friends when I'm new?
Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
When I started second grade, my dad gave me a father's blessing. In the blessing, he said I should be a friend to everyone, especially to those who don't have a friend. If you see someone who looks lonely, you can ask them their name and if they'd like to be friends. you'll have a friend, and they will too. Emery N., age 7, South Carolina, USA.
It can be hard just talking to new kids, but if you give them a compliment like, I like your hair, or awesome shirt, they usually want to be your friend. Remember to treat others like you want to be treated. If you want people to greet you, then you should also give everyone a friendly hi. Lindsay and Chris C., ages 8 and 7, Utah, USA.
I think you should compliment everyone you see, even if they're mean to you. You can also pray to our Heavenly Father and ask Him to bring a wonderful friend to you. When you do make a friend, you should be sure to keep him or her by always being nice. Alia P., age 10, Cayman Islands.
I was nervous when I began middle school this year because it was a new school and I didn't know anybody. I decided to make friends by sitting next to people and talking to them in my homeroom and at lunch. Ethan R., age 11, North Carolina, USA.
I started a new school this year. I gave service to my fellow classmates. I gave them pencils or notebooks if they needed them. Now I have friends. You can do this too. Christina J., age 10, Nevada, USA.
I started a new school this year. I gave service to my fellow classmates. I gave them pencils or notebooks if they needed them. Now I have friends. You can do this too. Christina J., age 10, Nevada, USA.
When I am on the playground, I ask if kids want to play and be my friend. I have friends because I am a friend. Allison T., age 5, Arizona, USA.
Turn to page 24 for a game about being a friend.
Next question. What do you love most about being a member of the church? Do you have some thoughts about this? Send us your answer and photo by February 28, 2015. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. Use the permission statement on page 48.
End of the article. Question Corner.
Bulletin Board. Hide and seek and stay. You can help someone who seems lonely by going over to them and staying with them. It's like playing this game. Choose one person to hide. When someone finds the hiding person, he or she squeezes into the hiding place too. The last person to find the group is the next person to hide. Give us a hand. So far, you've sent us 682 stories about caring and helping. Turn to page 15 to find out how to send us your helping hand. I made muffins for my neighbor when she had a new baby. Ashley H., age 11, Utah, USA. For the birds, be sure to get an adult's help with this craft. 1. Mix 1/4 cup of water and a 0.25-ounce or 7-gram envelope of unflavored gelatin in a pot and simmer it until the gelatin dissolves. 2. Let the gelatin cool. Then mix 3/4 cup of birdseed. 3. Set cookie cutters on a piece of waxed paper. Spoon the birdseed mixture into the cookie cutters and press it down with a piece of waxed paper. 4. Use a straw to make a hole in each shape. 5. Let the shapes harden overnight. Tie string through each hole. Hang the feeders outside near a branch the birds can sit on and watch the birds enjoy them. Stand tall. I will choose the right. I know I can repent when I make a mistake. My gospel standards. How do you repent when you make a mistake? Fun fruit dip. Mix honey and cinnamon with plain yogurt. Voila! You have a yummy dip for apple slices, grapes, or any other fruit you like. End of Bulletin Board. Read by Susie Venable.
A Prayer in the Attic by Mackenzie Van Engelhoven. Based on a true story. This story takes place during World War II, a war in the 1940s. Even during these scary times, children found peace and safety by turning to the Lord. Renata pulled her knees up to her chest and rested her chin on them,
Across the attic, her mother was cradling her baby sister Brigitte to keep her from crying. A few weeks ago, Renata and her family had been safe and happy at their home in Prussia. Then her father had heard that soldiers were coming. Mother decided to take Renata and Brigitte to Germany, where they would be safe. They had planned to take a train to Hamburg, but the train had stopped because it might be bombed. They had to leave their luggage on the train and walk through the dark, snowy forest. Over the next few days, they passed through several villages, looking for somewhere to stay. But nobody would help them. Everyone knew they could get in trouble if they hid refugees like Renata and her family. She and her mother had said a lot of prayers, thanking Heavenly Father for protecting them and asking him to help them find somewhere safe to stay. A few days later, their prayers were answered. They found an older couple who let them hide in their attic. Renata thought they would be safe there, but then the army arrived in the town. Renata and her family had to stay hidden in the attic all day. Renata pulled her shawl tighter around her. Usually, the man they were staying with brought them food, but today they hadn't seen him, and Renata's stomach was rumbling. She tried to say something to Mother, but Mother pressed a finger to her lips, a reminder that they needed to stay very quiet. Renata sighed. Sometimes it felt like she hadn't spoken in days. Suddenly, they heard a noise downstairs. Someone was knocking on the door. Renata heard the door open.
"Good day,"
she heard a man say.
"We are checking homes to see if any refugees are being hidden."
Soldiers were here. Renata felt her heart begin to pound. If they were discovered, they could be punished. She looked across the attic at her mother. She was clutching Brigitte, and her eyes were wide. Renata heard the soldiers' heavy footsteps come pounding across the entrance hall and up the stairs. Suddenly, Brigitte began to cry. Her loud, wailing sobs rang around the attic. Mother tried to comfort her, but Brigitte kept crying. Renata started to panic. If the soldiers found them, they would be in danger. Brigitte stopped crying after a moment, but was it too late? Renata held her breath, listening hard for the soldiers' voices. What could she do if they had heard? Then she remembered how Heavenly Father had answered their prayers to find somewhere safe to stay. He had watched over them as they had traveled, and she knew He would keep protecting them. Her mother had taught her that when she was scared or in trouble, she could always pray. Renata got to her knees, folded her arms, and started to pray silently to Heavenly Father to protect them. When she opened her eyes, Mother was kneeling too, Brigitte still clutched in her arms. Through the floorboards, Renata heard the soldiers' voices again. They were much closer than before. Renata held her breath. Then she heard a soldier say,
"There doesn't seem to be anyone here. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day."
She heard the footsteps retreat and the front door close. A few minutes later, the attic's trap door opened, and the man who was hiding them poked his head through.
"You're safe,"
he said.
"The soldiers have left. I can't believe they didn't hear your baby cry."
Renata felt warm relief sweep through her.
"Heavenly Father protected us,"
she told him.
"I know He was the one who kept us safe."
Sidebar: Heavenly Father hears your prayers. He loves you, and He knows your name. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. Continuing Revelation, Ensign, November 2014, page 73. End of the story. A Prayer in the Attic by Mackenzie Van Engelhoven. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family History Mystery. Dear Detective, last month you found a family heirloom. This month, think about a special item you would want to give your kids someday. Draw or take a picture of the item and add it to your evidence file. Case number 2, the future heirloom. Special heirlooms. Here are some things you could pass on. Baptismal certificate, CTR ring, photos, your journal, a special piece of art you created, a favorite recipe, your first temple recommend. How will you keep these things safe? Print your detective toolkit at friend.lds.org. Family history mystery, evidence file. Mystery solved. End of the section, Family History Mystery. Read by Noah Strongin.
Special Witness, How Can I Learn to Be a Good Example? By Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. The greatest example of whoever walked the earth is our Savior, Jesus Christ. He taught others his gospel. He served others. He loved everyone. He invites us to follow his perfect example.
A story from Elder Scott's life. Letters from Grandma Whittle. When Elder Richard G. Scott was young, his father was not a member of the church. His mother was a member, but she didn't go to church very often. When Richard turned 8 years old, he didn't get baptized. Then his Grandma Whittle came to visit. Grandma Whittle was a very good example. She helped Richard and his brothers learn how important it is to be baptized and go to church. Soon, Richard and his older brother were baptized. Whenever Richard had to give a talk in church, he would call Grandma Whittle on the phone to get her ideas. Soon, he would get a letter in the mail with a talk his grandma had written out for him. When he got a little older, she would send just an outline with ideas to help him write his own talk. Richard always knew that Grandma Whittle loved him and loved the gospel. In college, Richard met another good example. Her name was Janine. One night she told him, "When I marry, it will be to a returned missionary in the temple." Richard decided to pray about going on a mission. Soon, he and Janine both left on missions. After they came home, Richard and Janine were married in the Manti, Utah temple. Five facts about Elder Scott. He was born on November 7, 1928. The G in his name stands for Gordon. He served a mission in Uruguay. He helped design the first U.S. nuclear-powered submarine. He became an apostle in October 1988. End of the section, Special Witness. How Can I Learn to Be a Good Example? By Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.
All aboard the Friendship. In the Scriptures, Jesus invited us to be his friends. See John chapter 15, verses 14 through 15. We can follow his example and be a good friend to others. Here's a game you can play with friends. Cut out the slips of paper on the side of the page and put them in a bag. Cut out the pieces of the ship on page 27. Take turns choosing papers from the bag, follow the instructions, then add a piece to build your very own friendship. The numbers show the order for placing the cutouts. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. 1. How could you cheer up a classmate who looks sad? Have another player help you act out the scene. 2. Friends have fun together. All players make a silly face and hold it for 7 seconds. 3. All players write a nice note to give to someone at church or school. 4. See how quickly you can find the friends mentioned in these Bible verses. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 22, page 379. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 3, page 408. 5. Say 2 ways you could make a new family feel welcome at church. 6. Sharing good music is one way to be a friend. Hum a primary song while the other players guess what it is. 7. All players say one way they are the same and one way they are different from the other players. 8. Read this quote by President Monson. Heavenly Father loves you, each of you. That love never changes. It is simply always there. 9. What do you like to do with your friends? Name as many fun activities as you can in 10 seconds. 10. If you hear kids being mean to someone at school or church, what should you do? Think of 3 answers. End of the activity, All Aboard the Friendship. Read by Susie Venable.
When I grow up, I want to be a chef.
My name is Brad Peterson, and I'm a chef.
What do chefs do?
Chefs cook food. My specialty is cooking with grains, like wheat, oats, quinoa, and rice. I make up delicious recipes and teach people how important grains are for our health.
What do you like most about being a chef?
I enjoy how food makes people happy. I like watching their faces as they eat what I've made.
What did you have to learn to be a chef?
One way is to attend cooking schools. Another way is by working in a restaurant. That's the way I learned. I started working in a cafe when I was 12. I learned about different kinds of food, how to prepare them, and how to make food look great on a plate. When I went on my mission, other missionaries taught me how to cook in different ways, too.
How does your job help you serve others or share your testimony?
Cooking food is a great way to be a missionary. It's easy to share the gospel with people when you feed them. I think about Jesus and the many times he taught the people in Jerusalem. Sometimes he fed them first. I love being a chef. It's a great way to follow Jesus' example.
End of the article, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Chef, from an interview by Linda Davies.
Show and Tell, Haiku. In March 2014, we asked readers to write their own haikus. Here are some of the wonderful poems you sent. Primary. When I go to church, my classroom is full of kids. We feel the Holy Ghost. Vaughn and Rosalie J., ages 5 and 3, North Dakota, USA.
Friendship. Helping others can make great friendships that will last forever and on. Marie H., age 13, California, USA.
Gilbert Temple. Pure as fresh, clean snow. Agave on the windows. What a pretty sight. Amanda S., age 10, Arizona, USA.
Going to church. When I go to church, I will be very happy and will learn of God. Jason G., age 7, Idaho, USA.
Hero. Captain Moroni. He was a courageous man. He is my hero. Wyatt L., age 8, Utah, USA.
Happiness. I will choose the right and follow Christ's example, then I'll be happy. Jill G., age 5, Idaho, USA.
Sacrament. During sacrament, I get a sacred feeling that Jesus is there. Susanna N., age 7, Virginia, USA.
Strong and true. I will choose the right. I have talents, strong and true. Testimony sure. Ocala First Ward Primary, Florida, USA.
Prayer. I kneel by my bed. I talk to Father above. I feel his great love. Callie L., age 9, Utah, USA.
Helping hands. I help play fetch with my dog, Tiger. Grant N., age 4, Utah, USA.
Hold my brother's hands when they cross the street to keep them safe. Anna C., age 9, Virginia, USA.
I played with my baby sister, Tobin. Jane A., age 7, Utah, USA.
I clean the basement. Colton W., age 10, Utah, USA.
I put all the chairs around the table for my primary teacher, Ethan B., age 5, Utah, USA.
I performed in church on my guitar, Matthew B., age 7, Virginia, USA.
I play with my baby brother when my mom is working and my dad is cooking. Abigail B., age 7, Utah, USA.
I earned some money to buy school supplies for some kids that didn't have any. Olive S., age 5, Utah, USA.
When my mom was in Europe for 6 weeks, I did the laundry, cleaned the house, and even helped cook a couple times. Sophia S., age 11, Utah, USA.
I live in Oslo, Norway. We went to America this summer, and I helped the Park City, Utah ward make back-to-school kits for needy children. Thomas F., age 9, Norway.
Tell us how you've served. See page 15 to send us your helping hand. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. Other contributors: Drake W., age 7, Nevada, USA. Lincoln M., age 7, Virginia, USA. Brooklyn B., age 12, Queensland, Australia. Ethan O., age 6, Rhineland-Palatinate, Germany. Eliza S., age 12, Kansas, USA. End of the section, show and tell, haiku.
Who is Your Hero? By Charlotte May Shepherd, based on a true story. Ellie knew who her hero was, but she was too afraid to say it. Stand by your conscience, your honor, your faith. Stand like a hero. Children's Songbook, page 80. Ellie bit her thumbnail nervously. Miss Fitz was going down the rows of desks and asking each student a question, one by one.
Who is your hero?
Miss Fitz asked Jeremy. Jeremy didn't waste a moment answering.
My dad,
he said proudly. Miss Fitz smiled.
And yours, Sarah?
Her answer came just as quickly.
Abraham Lincoln.
Ellie felt her heart thumping as Miss Fitz continued down the row of students. They had been talking about heroes all day, and now everyone was supposed to say who their hero was in front of the entire class. Amber and Justin said their moms were their heroes. Walter said his was his grandfather. A few other students said theirs were presidents or other famous leaders. Only a few students were left before Miss Fitz would reach Ellie. She had to think of a hero, and fast. Ellie looked down at her shoes, embarrassed. Coming up with a hero wasn't the real problem. She already knew who her hero was. It was Jesus Christ. He had healed the sick, raised the dead, and paid the price for everyone's sins. He was the greatest hero who ever lived. She was just too afraid to say it. Ellie bit her thumbnail again at the thought of telling the whole class that Jesus Christ was her hero. What if Jeremy laughed at her? What if Sarah and Amber whispered about her at recess? Of course, she knew Jesus Christ was her hero, but that didn't mean everyone else had to know, too. Miss Fitz stopped right in front of Ellie's desk and smiled.
And who is your hero, Ellie?
Ellie glanced from the row of students beside her up to Miss Fitz.
Abraham Lincoln,
she whispered. Miss Fitz beamed.
Good,
she said as she walked to the next student in the row. As soon as she was gone, Ellie's shoulders dropped in relief. Thank goodness that was over. The last thing she needed was for everyone in class to know that her hero was
Jesus Christ,
a voice said. Ellie's eyes widened as she slowly looked over. There, only a little farther down the row, sat a small boy. He was skinny and shy, and he always sat at the back of the classroom. Ellie didn't even know his name. She couldn't remember him ever saying a single word. Until now. A few students turned to stare at the boy, but he didn't notice them. He just looked up at Miss Fitz and spoke again.
My hero is Jesus Christ.
Miss Fitz smiled brightly and continued down the row. But Ellie looked at the boy in amazement. She had been afraid to tell everyone about her hero, but he hadn't. He didn't even go to her church. But he knew how important it was to stand as an example of Jesus Christ, even when it was hard. Ellie smiled at the boy. She wouldn't be afraid to say who her hero was anymore. After all, she had two of them now. End of the story, Who is Your Hero? By Charlotte Mae Shepherd. Read by Kate Strongen.
There's Always Time to Pray by Barbara Hopf, based on a true story. School was hard. Would things ever get better? I kneel to pray every day. I speak to Heavenly Father. Children's Songbook, page 14.
Come on, Finn, it's time to go,
Johann said. Finn's brother, Johann, was waiting impatiently at the front door. He didn't want to be late for school. Finn frowned. He didn't want to go to school. His family had just moved to a new house. It was his first year at school, and he hadn't made any friends here yet. He missed his old friends.
I'm scared,
Finn said, running to his mom.
Why do I have to go to school?
Mom gave Finn a hug.
It's going to be okay. Let's say a prayer,
she said.
There's always time to pray.
They knelt down and asked Heavenly Father to help Finn. Then Finn and his brother went to school. The day went a little better. Every morning after that, Finn knelt down and said a prayer asking Heavenly Father for help. Slowly, things got better. Finn made a friend, and he wasn't scared anymore. After a while, Finn started liking school. One day, Finn and his brother were walking to school, and Finn felt happy. He noticed the sun shining. He thought about all the fun things he was learning. Suddenly, he stopped walking.
I forgot something,
he told Johann. Finn ran back to their house. Mom looked worried when he ran inside.
What's wrong?
I forgot to pray,
Finn said. He knelt down. He wanted to thank Heavenly Father for helping him. After ending his prayer, he gave Mom a hug.
There's always time to pray,
he said. Finn smiled, Mom smiled, and as Finn ran to catch up with his brother, he thought maybe Heavenly Father was smiling too. The author lives in Bavaria, Germany.
Question for you. How do you help yourself remember to pray? Write and tell us about it.
End of the story, There's Always Time to Pray by Barbara Hopf, based on a true story. Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture by Val Chadwick Bagley. Making special Valentines for family members is a great way to say, I love you. Can you find these hidden objects? A red crayon, a package, a red heart, green scissors, a pink cupcake, a yellow crayon, a mailbox, a brown heart-shaped cookie, pink, yellow, and red miniature hearts, an envelope, a cup of hot chocolate, a pink heart with an arrow through it, a pink heart sugar cookie, a red heart in a white envelope, a glass of milk, a red and white heart together, a yellow pencil, three cookies on a blue plate, a pink smiley heart on a white sheet of paper, a pink crayon, a stamped envelope, and a mail drop box. Visit children.lds.org for other fun activities. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, read by Wes Nelson.
Juliana Gives a Talk by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Juliana was a little bit scared to give a talk in primary. Grandma gave Juliana a hug. Heavenly Father will help you, she whispered. When it was her turn, Juliana saw her friends, her teacher, and Grandma and Grandpa all smiling at her. Then she gave her talk. I am a child of God. I show that I love Heavenly Father by learning about Jesus, saying my prayers, and helping my family. I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus love me too. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. After primary, Juliana gave Grandma a big hug. I stopped being scared, she said. I knew Heavenly Father was helping me. All children of God. Every child is a special child of God. Can you find Juliana? How many girls can you count? How many boys? How many are wearing stripes? How many are wearing purple? How many have black hair? How many pets can you find? End of the story, Juliana Gives a Talk by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.
Scripture Time. Learn about the New Testament together this year. Jesus was baptized. by Aaron Sanderson and Jean Bingham. What would it have been like to watch Jesus being baptized? The New Testament tells us about what happened that holy day. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. On the special day when you are baptized and confirmed, you are following Jesus Christ. You become like a new person. You promise to always remember and follow Jesus Christ. You become a member of His church. You receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you become completely clean. Heavenly Father is very happy with you. Baptism opens the gate to the path that leads us back to Heavenly Father. Learn more. Jordan is the River Jordan. John is John the Baptist. Went up straightway out of the water means stood up right after going completely under the water. The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. Descending like a dove means coming down as gently and perfectly as a dove. A voice from heaven is Heavenly Father's voice. Family Talk. Let those who have already been baptized tell how they felt on that special day. They could also share how they try to keep their baptismal covenants and how the Holy Ghost has guided, comforted, taught, or warned them. Song, When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, on page 43, or in the Children's Songbook, on page 102. Scriptures, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, 16, and 17, and the fourth article of faith. Videos, go to BibleVideos.org to watch The Baptism of Jesus. Scripture Tip. Memorizing a scripture verse can be as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Write each word of the verse on a different card or paper. Put the cards in order and read the verse out loud. Number 2. Mix the cards up and put them back in order. Read the verse again. And number 3, take away a card and read the verse again. Keep taking away cards until you can say the whole verse without any cards. Now that you've memorized it, you can take the verse with you wherever you go. Scripture questions. Cut out the word strips below and put them in a container. Take turns choosing questions and using the scriptures to answer them. Who baptized Jesus? Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Why did Jesus want to be baptized? Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, and 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 7 and 9. Why do we need to be baptized? John chapter 3, verse 5. What happened right after Jesus was baptized? Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. What does immersion mean? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 51, and Moses chapter 6, verses 64 and 65. How do we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 15. What do we promise when we are baptized? Mosiah, chapter 18, verses 8 through 13, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. What does Heavenly Father promise us when we are baptized? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 52 through 56. What must we do after baptism to be able to live forever with Heavenly Father? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 18 through 20. End of the section, Scripture Time. Jesus was baptized. By Aaron Sanderson and Jean Bingham. Read by Van Farnworth.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Matt is having a hard time with an obnoxious kid at school who threw a paper airplane at Matt. That night at dinner, Matt says,
"There's this new kid at school who's always teasing people and trying to get their attention. Nobody likes him."
To which his father asks,
"Does he have any friends?"
"No, he bugs people too much."
Matt's mother interjects,
"Remember when you were new at school and felt lonely at first? Maybe he's trying to make friends, but just doesn't know how."
Enthusiastically, Matt proclaims,
"I know. Maybe we can include him in our games at recess. I'll ask Franco to help, too. He knows what it's like to be left out."
Resting her elbow on Matt's shoulder, Mandy jokes,
"I'll bet that meatball's feeling left out, too."
Matt, attacking the meatball with a fork, smiles and says,
"Not for long. Come here, little guy."
End of Matt and Mandy.
When Jesus Christ was baptized. Words and music by Jean P. Lawler. When Jesus Christ was baptized down in the River Jordan, three members of the Godhead were present there in love. The Father spoke from heaven when Jesus Christ was baptized. The Holy Ghost descended as gently as a dove. And now when I am baptized, I'll follow his example, be baptized by immersion through sacred priesthood power. Then I will be a member of Heavenly Father's kingdom and have the Holy Spirit to guide me every hour. End of the song, When Jesus Christ Was Baptized. Read by Maya Reinwand.
For Older Kids, The Blessing Quest by Marianne Monson, based on a true story. Nathan jumped out of bed and ran to the window. The sun was streaming from a bright blue sky.
"All right,"
he said. It had been raining for days, and Nathan couldn't wait to ride his bike. He pulled on his clothes and ran to the bathroom. His little sister, Aria, was already there brushing her hair, wearing a dress.
"Oh, no,"
Nathan groaned.
"It's Sunday."
"You'd better hurry,"
Aria said.
"We're going to be late for church."
Nathan went back to his bedroom and looked out the window. His friend Isaac was outside riding his bike, and David was zooming around on his skateboard. It looked like they were having fun. Normally, Nathan liked going to church. He liked learning scripture stories and singing primary songs. But today, he wanted to play outside. Nathan knocked on Mom's door.
"Mom, I don't want to go to church today."
"Why not?"
Mom asked.
"Because it's been raining all week, and now my friends are playing outside. Can't I miss church just one time so I can play? I'll go next week."
Mom smiled at Nathan.
"I know you want to play, but do you know why we go to church every week?"
Nathan didn't feel like hearing a lesson.
"Because it's a commandment,"
he said in a bored voice.
"That's true,"
Mom said.
"But the commandments aren't just rules that are made up to be hard. They're actually things Heavenly Father wants us to do because they make us happy."
"But right now, riding my bike would make me happy."
"Riding your bike may give you a fun feeling, but feeling the Spirit when you do something right feels even better."
Nathan scrunched up his face. He thought about the times he had helped Mom or was nice to Aria. Those things had made him feel good. And riding his bike would be fun, but he wouldn't feel very good about missing church.
"Besides, when you go to church, you always get a blessing,"
Mom said.
"What kind of blessing?"
"Well, sometimes it's something you can hold, like a scripture bookmark. But most of the time it's something you can't hold, like learning a new song or feeling the Spirit."
"I guess,"
Nathan said.
"Maybe today I'll see if I really do get a blessing at church."
Nathan got ready and soon they were at church. Nathan took the sacrament and listened to the talks. Now that he was here, he felt like he'd made the right choice. Was that his blessing? Nathan was surprised when they announced the closing song. It was Praise to the Man, his favorite. He smiled. Maybe that was his blessing. In primary, he raised his hand and got to help with a game. Could that be his blessing? After church, Nathan found his family. As they walked to the car, Sister Silva gave them some leftover cookies from her class.
Thank you,
Mom said.
These cookies look delicious. Nathan, see what you would have missed if you'd stayed home? Was I right about the blessing?
Kind of,
Nathan said.
But you said there would be one blessing. I counted a bunch.
He climbed into the car.
I'm glad I came.
I'm glad too,
Mom said.
Here, have a cookie.
Nathan bit into a cookie.
What a yummy blessing.
Sidebar. Keeping divine commandments brings blessings every time. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Let Your Faith Show. Ensign, May 2014, page 30.
End of the section for older kids. The Blessing Quest by Marianne Monson.
Happy alone, happy together. Alice loves to be around other people. It makes her happy to be in a big group and to make new friends. Josh is happy doing things on his own. He would rather be with just a few close friends than in a big group. Are you more like Josh or Alice? You might not be like one or the other all the time. Sometimes you might want to just sit quietly on your own. Maybe you just want to be with one friend some of the time. Other times, you might want to talk and laugh with a bigger group. Fill in your own answers to the questions below. When is it nice to be alone? To read quietly? Think of some other examples. When is it nice to be with a friend? When you need to talk. Think of a couple of other examples. When is it nice to be with a group? To play games together. Think of more answers. Think it through. Sometimes you want to be around other people, but are too afraid to talk. What can you do? Practicing will help you feel more confident the next time you need to speak up. Try answering a question in class or talking to a librarian or cashier when you need their help. It might help to think through what you're going to say first. Take a break. Even if you like to be around other people, it's okay to take a break when you need to. You don't always have to be outgoing and talkative. People might be surprised or ask you what's wrong, but don't be afraid to tell them that you just want to be alone for a bit. What if you're lonely? What if you're alone and don't want to be? Try one of the things you like to do on your own or learn a new skill. Get out and do something active and invite someone along. Look for someone else who could use a friend and think of ways to help and serve them. What other things can you try? If you've been feeling lonely for a long time, talk to a parent or trusted adult about how you feel. End of the article, Happy Alone, Happy Together, read by Susie Venable.
Article of Faith number 3. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Jesus suffered for our sins. He was resurrected and lives again. Because of the Savior's atonement, we can be made clean and live with Heavenly Father again if we obey the commandments and repent when we sin. An ordinance is an action that has special spiritual meaning. Baptism and the sacrament are two examples of ordinances. Articles of Faith in Action.
Jesus Christ was a perfect example. He showed us how to live. I know that He lived. Jesus died for us. Jesus loves us, and so does Heavenly Father. Jeremy C., age 7, Utah, USA.
Memorization tip. Jesus' body lay in the tomb for 3 days, so Article of Faith number 3 is about the atonement of Jesus Christ. This month's challenges. Memorize Article of Faith number 3. Listen closely to the sacrament prayers or read them in Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. list two ways you can keep your baptismal covenants. Watch chapters 51 through 54 of the animated New Testament at scripturestories@children.lds.org. Write your testimony of the atonement. I challenge myself to... End of Article of Faith number 3.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, number 1, fill out the form and include it with your submission. 2, include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3, we might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4, you must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included: first and last name, age, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the friend online. Through your eyes.
We raised this painted lady butterfly. It was so amazing watching it change from a caterpillar into a butterfly. I'm so glad that Heavenly Father created it. Dean F., age 6, Florida, USA.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, an exuberant young boy is speaking with a perplexed department store salesman. While standing in the refrigerator aisle, the young boy exclaims, "Do you have any extra boxes? I need something to put the candy in I get for Valentine's Day." End of the section, P.S. Read by Dwayne Case.
Dear parents and teachers, this month, help children understand the beauty of Christ-like love and friendship. The Bright Idea, on page 7, teaches about God's love for us. On page 2, President Monson shares a message about showing love by serving. A story on page 11 tells about a child being a Christ-like friend. And don't forget the friendship game on page 24. You are loved, the friend. Order the friend at store.lds.org. Family home evening ideas. Family fun time. Read The Soup Can Phones, page 4. How can we make our prayers to Heavenly Father more meaningful? Use Family Fun Time, page 6, to talk about things we can pray for. Then follow the instructions to make your own set of soup can phones and make a fruit pizza. Being an example, read Elder Scott's message and the story about his grandmother, page 22. Who has been a good example to you? How can you be a good example to others? Family History Mystery. Solve this month's Family History Mystery, page 21. Talk as a family about what heirlooms you'd each like to pass on. Be sure to use the Mystery Solved cutout when you're finished. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. The Blessing Quest. Read The Blessing Quest, page 44. As a family, make a goal to go on a blessing quest during the week. At family home evening the next week,
talk together about blessings each family member found. Primary connection. Look for the colored diamonds on the table of contents to find stories and activities that support primary this month. Find more teaching resources at lessonhelps.lds.org. Topics in this issue: Articles of Faith, page 47. Atonement, page 47. Baptism, pages 40, 43, and 49. Blessings, pages 7 and 44. Bullying, page 42. Courage, pages 10, 12, 18, 30, and 36. Example, pages 20 and 30. Family, pages 6 and 41. Family History, page 21. Friendship, pages 4, 11, 16, 24, 42, and 46. Holy Ghost, pages 8 and 11. Jesus Christ, pages 40, 43, 47, and 49. Kindness, pages 2 and 11. Missionary Work, pages 15, 23, and 30. Obedience, page 44. Prayer, pages 4, 6, 11, 18, and 32. Repentance, page 17. Service, pages 2, 14, 17, and 34. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers. Read by Charlene Stewart.